Jeremy Albrecht, JGR Yamaha, second career Supercross win for you guys, but probably the most satisfying, I would say.
Yeah, I would say the other one was unexpected, and this one, you know, we came in expecting, and, you know, we've had some rough races, but, you know, in the end, I think that, you know, it'll make our team stronger. You know, we would have liked to win Anaheim 1, obviously, but, you know, I think this is what we needed as a group to really get back to the roots and focus and try to work together as a team and get James as happy as possible and all of us really to learn what our jobs are. And I think today we all did that really well. You know, we all talked about it this week, like what we need to do better as a team, and everyone did it today, so it was cool.
Were things getting a little tense, let's say? Guys in the media like me wondering what's going on. There's no question he's ridden okay, but he hasn't ridden James Stewart-like. Things getting a little tense around the shop and the team?
No, actually, that's been the cool part is, you know, Big James and Little James have actually been better. You know, I worked with them, obviously, a while ago. And, you know, I think it was early in their career, and they, I don't think, could have handled this back then. They're doing, you know, they've been doing it great. I don't know if they came off a couple years that obviously weren't so good. So, but they've been great to deal with. No one's, like, in panic mode. You know, we even had a, you know, Tex pass away this week, and that was something that I didn't know what would happen here, like what everyone's mood would be. And, you know, it's not that I want to say I thought that could mess up our weekend, but it could. I mean, that was something that's going to be on everyone's mind. And, you know, I don't think James has had anyone close to him like that that's ever happened to. I haven't had many. I had one friend, Jeff Grafton, that passed away when I was a kid. And other than that, I haven't had many either other than older people that it makes sense. So, you know, I didn't know how this would play in for tonight, but, you know, our whole thing, you know, we had a little team meeting like we always do, and it was a really good one. I felt like it was powerful, and, you know, we just got to go out and fight and do it the best we can, and James did that. He had to earn it, which was really cool.
Yeah, he didn't just get the whole shot and sprint away. He caught and passed Reedy, RV all over him at one point. I don't want to say he broke them because that's kind of harsh and, like, more Tour de France-y talk, but in a way, he kind of willed his way to the front and pulled away from those guys.
Yeah, that's funny you say that, because that's what Coy said sometimes the quarterbacks do. They will will the win even if it's not the right night. And, you know, that's kind of what James needed, because he hasn't had – you know, we've had some good races. Like, you know, without falling, he should have got second in every single round. You know, he hasn't been the fastest guy, which isn't usually like him. But, you know, I'd say the first weekend we did struggle with tire setup. The second race we struggle with starts. And then the third week, you know, we struggle with – different things, but each week we do try to work on what our weakness is, and I feel like you know, it all paid off. His starts were killer tonight. I think the tires worked really good, like everything's, you know, suspension is what the third thing was the third week. And we got, you know, they went testing this week, and actually Tex was a big part in helping with that this week. We had two really good days of testing in Florida. I think that was helpful for James to get back, focus on riding and not worry about all the stuff that you write. No, I'm just kidding. But, you know, I think in the end, you have to have tough skin in the sport. And obviously, even when you guys were, you know, talking about all our tire stuff at the beginning, it's all just part of a story, and it's real. And, you know, we have to all be able to deal with it. Yeah. So I think that we did that tonight.
Well, yeah, and turning it around now, okay, so we're going to talk about the tire gate at Anaheim 1. Well, guess what? Pirelli's front and rear tonight, they've been that way since the first race, and they have their first win, and they must have worked awesome by all accounts. They worked out great.
Yeah, I mean, basically, you know, as you can tell, if you're not winning, you're questioning. Yeah. So
idiots like me are riding stuff.
No, that's everybody. I mean, even for James, you know, until you go out and you do what he just did, that is a confidence builder, and that's believing in what we are all doing here. But until you do that, if you're not the guy that you want to be, and, you know, when he doesn't win, people wonder, why did James Stewart not win?
Yeah.
Villopoto's riding great, so that's making it tough. I mean, actually, you know, Chad, it's cool. There's been four different winners, so obviously there people are riding good.
Okay.
So it's going to be, you know, a good series. We just need to do our best each weekend and not worry about everybody else. We just need to focus on our bike, on our riders, and get our guys out there. You know, Davey, to me, has rode good the last 2 weeks, so he's improving. And, you know, the tires are actually going good. I think maybe struggling the first one is what we needed to get everyone moving. But, you know, we've had Pirellis on every single race we've been out there. And we're pumped. This is their first win tonight, so that was pretty exciting for Pirelli. First Supercross win, I should say.
Yeah. Rear hole shot device used on James?
Yes, we started that last week. Yeah.
Still, so that's the way to go. His starts look better.
Yeah, they definitely, you know, there wasn't just that. You know, we worked on a lot of different things.
Available soon on JGRRacing.com?
BTO, actually.
BTOsports.com, yeah.
BTO Sports is where we'll be selling them.
Sweet.
Yes, on the JGR section of BTO that's going to be coming live, hopefully. If we get on it, it'd be now, but probably be 2 weeks.
Right. All right, thank you.
You got it.